Reviewing Channel 4 in Pittsburgh, and we appreciate it.
Hello, and welcome to Junior High Quiz.
Pittsburgh National Bank presents the National Freedom Foundation and American Legion Auxiliary award-winning junior high quiz. Today's team, Wendover Junior High School versus Dayneth Middle School. And now, here's your moderator, Ricky Wirth.
Junior high quiz is a quiz of general knowledge and of quick recall between teams of eighth grade students chosen by their school. Now, throughout the school year, we have four rounds of competition. The champions of the third and of the fourth round are with us today to compete for our annual three-day trip to Washington, D.C. The winner of today's game will receive this trip. The runner-up will receive a Pittsburgh National Savings Certificate. The questions for Junior High Quiz are compiled by our judge, Dr. Glenn Smith. Let's meet today's teams, our third round champions from Wendover.
Kim Fleming.
Craig Marcioni.
Kate Foss.
Mark Taylor.
John Strader.
Marcus Nidell.
Their alternates are Becky Griffith and Kurt Colborn. And now down to Jane Neff, middle school.
Steve Lang, Kim A, Lucy Crow, Janine Harris,
Mike Kiske,
Gordon Schweigel.
And their alternates are Lauren Danzy and Bob Johnson. Before we start, let me explain if we have a game of play. First of all, I ask a question. When I finish, our clock will start. Each team member pushes a button in front of them when they feel they know the answer. Would you demonstrate for me, please, Steve? Thank you. As you see, this stops our clock, and where it stops determines the number of points the question will be worth. Now, if the team should happen to answer incorrectly, the opposing team will have a chance to answer, and if they do it correctly, they will receive the points that appeared on the clock. Remember, please, that the decision of our judge, Dr. Smith, is final. In all cases, it is final. Are you ready? Here we go with our exciting game. Aw, these are two great teams, too. I know you'll enjoy being with them this half hour. The honey-like liquid in the blossoms of plants which attracts insects. Wendover, Mark.
Corn.
No, I'm sorry, Mike. Mark will go down here to JNF. It's taken from an ancient Greek word which means the drink of the gods. We have Gordon, Janine, and Kim, Captain.
Gordon.
Nectar.
Nectar. When you heard the drink, then you would know we were looking for nectar. I'm sorry, Mark. What is the name of a form of picture writing found in Egypt and other countries? J. Neff Gordon.
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics in other countries in Asia Minor. Two parts to this question. What is it and where would one find the Maid of the Mist? Jane F. Bruce.
It's in Niagara Falls, and it's right under the falls where they go up under it.
He's thinking. Do you accept that? No, I'm sorry. We have to go to Wendover. We have Mark, John, Mark, Kay, and yourself, Kim.
I'll take it. It's a tour boat that goes under the falls in Niagara Falls.
And Bruce knew it. It's a boat. That's what he needed. Because even with all the explanation, it was only the one half of the question. It is indeed a tour boat. Today, as a result of the renewed interest in sources of energy, many old water wheels are again turning as they did 200 and 300 years ago. There is also an increased interest in windmills. What colonists brought the windmills to Wendover, Mark?
Hi, I'm sorry, you have to answer right away. We go down here to JNF. Gordon, Janine, Mike, Bruce, and Tim, Captain.
Gordon.
Colin.
Scott. Colin. Colin is, that's the other ones that brought the windmill. I think Mark just had a lapse there for a second. Who was the discoverer of a vaccine to end the crippling effects of Wendover. Tim?
Jonas Salk.
Right, I didn't even give polio out. Jonas Salk. What is the official flower for the state of Pennsylvania? Jane F. B.
The mountain laurel.
The mountain laurel. It is blooming to me. Oh, it's so beautiful when it blooms. What is the name given to the study of air in relative motion when it is disturbed particularly by a solid body such as an airplane? Wendover, Tim.
Aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics is the name of it, Tim. Aerodynamics. A sound rarely heard outside of Minnesota, Alaska, and Canada is the communication among timber wolves. What form does this communication, Jane F. Bruce?
Howling?
Howling. You would have called it such a day in the barking, but howling is a specific one. What is the name given to the box-like structure that contains the vocal cords? Jane F. Gordon.
Larynx.
Larynx? You accept larynx? Yes, you had it right. You accepted that. The Constitution forbids the use of a law against a person accused of a crime for which there was no law when the crime was committed. What is this kind of law? Wendover, Frank.
Ex post facto.
Ex post facto. Is your father a lawyer?
No.
That's marvelous, Frank. I couldn't believe anyone would get that. Ex post facto. Very good. You impressed me. You know that. T.F. or, if you prefer, Kiev, capital K-I-E-V, is one of the oldest cities in the Middle East. It was a town in 400 A.D. and called the mother of cities. In what country? Jane F. Gordon.
Soviet Union.
No, you won't accept Soviet Union, Gordon. We have to go up here to Wendover. In what country is it? Frank?
Russia?
No, he wanted the country within the United States Republic, you know, and that is the Ukrainian Republic. Don't I have any Ukrainians on this show here? No, Ukrainian. The Japanese gift of cherry trees, whose blossoms are a favorite tourist attraction in Washington at this time of year, are a part of the West Potomac Park. What is the name of the basin which provides the setting? Jane F. Kim.
The tidal basin.
The tidal basin. Right. The tidal basin. In place of the word astronaut, which means sailors among the stars, the Russians use the word Wendover Dawn.
Astronaut.
Oh, Dawn. Well, did you hear what I was going to ask? I'll finish the question for Jane F. The Russians use the word cosmonaut. What does this word mean? Gordon, you're alone.
Sailors of the universe?
Right. Sailors of the universe or cosmos. Either one. Change one word to correct the grammar in this sentence. The captain and the mate were standing knee-deep in Jane F. Gordon.
Captain and the mate were.
Right. It's plural. We're standing knee-deep in water. The Boston Marathon, run recently in the second best time in the history of the 78-year-old race, 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 39 seconds. The course is 26 miles and 385 yards of road miles from Hopkinton to Boston. The Jane F. Kim.
The route of Paul Revere?
No, that's not where he was heading, Kim. I'll finish for Wendover. The first race was run by Philippides, who carried the news of a Greek victory in 49 BC from Marathon to Athens. How do traditional accounts end this first run? Frank.
He died when he got there.
He died. Upon delivery of the news, the runner died. Right. Oh, and now a well-deserved rest. We're going to talk about our upcoming trip
to Washington, D.C.
Today's match here on Junior High Quiz is particularly exciting because one of these teams is headed for a 3-day trip to our nation's capital on May 15th, 16th, and 17th. Again this year, we will be staying at the famous Watergate Hotel. After our arrival, we will have lunch at the La Grande Scene restaurant, located in the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, followed by a tour of the center. Late in the afternoon, we'll pay a visit to the Bureau of Engraving, the Washington Monument, and a private tour of the Australian Embassy. To top off our first day, we'll be dining at Paul Young's, one of Washington's most sumptuous restaurants. The second day, we'll begin with a private tour of the White House, followed by a briefing in the President's Theater by a member of the presidential staff. Later in the show, I'll tell you more about our upcoming Washington trip.
And the score reads Wendover 75, JNF 135 as we head into our second quiz session.
Here's a news bulletin from the Channel 4 News Bureau. A federal court jury today found former Attorney General John Mitchell and former Commerce Secretary Marie Sands innocent of defrauding the government by using their political power to influence justice. There'll be details on this story and other stories on the Channel 4 News tonight at 6:30.
At the end of World War II, Germany was divided into four sectors. Each sector to be governed by one of the Allied powers opposed to Germany during the war. What were the four? Wendover, France.
There was France, Great Britain, the United States, and the Soviet Union.
Right. Russia. The citizens of Florida have erected a bell tower to the composer of Swanee River, a native Pittsburgher who never saw the river. Wendover K.
Stephen Foster.
Stephen Foster K. In as much as there are two official languages in Canada, and both are used in business as well, there is some confusion in communication. What are the two? I think everybody hit their button on that one. Wendover, Marcus?
French and English.
French and English are the two languages. You all knew that one. When a rowboat is propelled by means of an oar manipulated by a side twist at the stern, what is this form of Don from Wendover?
Feathering?
No, it's not feathering, Don. Dana, what is this form of propulsion called? Bruce, to the side?
Get propulsion?
No, it's sculling. It's called sculling. They do a lot of that around Washington, D.C., too, on the Potomac. What is probably the most widely known Irish dance in which the dancer does a double step? JNF, Gordon. The jig, right. What country of South America borders on both the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean? JNF, Bruce.
Venezuela.
No, not Venezuela. Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. Marcus and yourself, please.
Okay, Colombia.
Colombia, right, because it comes up around the Panama Canal. Colombia. Remote, mysterious, immense, this inland sea, Lake Titicaca, is 138 miles long and 69 miles wide. Wendover, Don.
It's in Mexico City, Mexico.
No.
Is there an aspect?
Sorry, Don, that's how he's in there fishing. He has to accept his first answer anyway. I'll finish and you'll see why. In the heart of the Andes, it is the highest navigable lake in the world. Between what two countries of South America does the boundary lie which splits the lake? Jane, Kim, you're alone.
Peru and Argentina.
Well, you had Peru right, but the other one was Bolivia. Bolivia was the other one. Okay, math. Everybody's ready there? If a 12-ounce glass of jelly cost 48 cents, how much would a 10-ounce glass cost? Gordon?
40 cents.
40 cents for 10 ounces. 48 divided by 12 equals 4 cents per ounce. 4 times 10 is 40 cents per ounce. I'm going to take you
shopping at the supermarket with me, Gordon.
Yes.
Jacques Cousteau is a world commuter in his work. He is the head of a large family business which does the television series. What is his scientific specialty? Wendover, Marcus?
Oceanography.
Oceanography, right. That's a multiple choice question. Of these three systems of the body, which is the most highly developed and the most intricate? The nervous, the glandular, Wendover, okay?
The nervous.
The nervous, or circulatory. After that, the three most famous D's, that's like A, B, D's, of the 19th century music were symphonic, J&F. Steve? Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach are indeed the symphonic composers and organists and composers. Those are the three. Many sailing ships have been becalmed in ocean areas at approximately 30 to 35 degrees north and south latitudes. Jane F. Kim.
Horse latitudes.
That's the name given to these latitudes. The horse latitudes. By 1987, Pioneer 10 will escape from our solar system. It carries on board a plaque giving an identification of our solar system, a man and a woman indicating human life, and the internal structure of hydrogen. Why hydrogen? Jane F. Gordon.
Is this the most common element in the universe?
The most abundant common. It is the most popular, however you want to say it. You are right. The quality of mercy is not strange. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes. Who is the author? Who wrote these beautiful words? Jane F. C.
Longfellow?
No. Longfellow. Wendover? Frank.
Robert Frost?
Oh, how about Shakespeare in The Merchant of Venice? Portia. Recite those beautiful words. Okay, a multiple choice again. In what year will Pioneer 10 leave our solar system if all goes well and continue into outer space? Wendover, okay?
1987.
I didn't even give you 1977, 1987, and 1997, and it was indeed 1987. I didn't even get to do that part. You did it. A well-deserved rest. Sit back and relax while we continue telling you, all of our friends out there, about our upcoming trip to Washington, D.C.
As I mentioned earlier in the program, today's winning team will be one of two teams taking the junior high quiz trip to Washington, D.C. During our second day in Washington, we will visit the National Archives, the National Geographic Building, followed by a private luncheon in the Senate dining room, where our students will have an opportunity to meet and talk with our Pennsylvania senators and area representatives. We will also visit the Lincoln Memorial, Arlington Cemetery, and in the evening, we'll dine at the High Chaparral restaurant that offers a beautiful view of Washington at sunset. Friday morning, our teams will be at one of Washington's most interesting attractions, the Smithsonian Institution. Then, to the Watergate Hotel Terrace Room for a special luncheon with guest speaker Marianne Means, a well-known columnist for the Hearst Newspaper's Washington Bureau. Marianne has been reporting the Washington scene for many years, and I'm sure she will have some interesting stories for our students. Of course, our entire trip will be filmed again this year, and you'll be able to see it all on Sunday, June 2nd, at our regular time, 1 p.m. right here on Channel 4.
And the score reads, Wendover 180, Jane F. 225, as we head into our final quiz session. This upcoming visual is obviously a fish. I will tell you what kind of a fish, but you will have to identify it further. So wait till I give you the clues describing it. Bruce?
The salmon?
No, I'm sorry, honey. We'll go to Wendover on this and give them the clue. This trout has a light green body with vermiculations on its back. The dorsal fin is spotted. Its underside is red. The underside fins have white leading edges. Then a line of black. What kind of trout is it? Don, you're alone.
Rainbow trout.
No, it's not the rainbow. They have the paraline. This is the brook trout. The brook trout. George Bernard Shaw, the Irish playwright, used in one of his plays the theme of the Greek sculptor Pygmalion, who fell in love with the statue, Jane Epstein.
My Fair Lady.
I was going to ask for the musical that the Baptist Society ladies came from, a Cockney Flower Girl, and it is indeed My Fair Lady. When electrically charged particles from the sun agitate gas molecules in the upper atmosphere, moving colors of red, blue, Jane F. Gordon.
Laura?
No, I'm sorry, Gordon. I'll have to continue with the question for Wendover. Moving colors of red, blue, violet are given off. When this display is in the northern hemisphere, it is called aurora borealis. What is it called in the southern hemisphere? And we have Kay and yourself, Kim.
I'll take it. Aurora australis.
Right. Aurora australis. What two directions is Reno, Nevada from Los Angeles, California? Jane F. Gordon.
Northwest.
North and west, Gordon. You got it. North and west. And Opus, O-P-U-S, is an individual work, especially a musical composition. A number of individual works of acting, singing, with costumes, scenery, and music. Wendover, okay?
Vaudeville?
No, not vaudeville, okay. I'll finish the question for Jane. With costumes, scenery, and music, it has a name which is the plural form of opus. What is this word? Janine?
Opera?
Opera. Opera is what we were looking for. Opera. Pisa was the birthplace of the scientist who initiated the revolution in science in the 17th century. Wendover Kay.
Da Vinci.
No, I'm sorry, Kay. We'll finish for Jane F. In the 17th century, who was it? We have Bruce, Kim, Gordon, and yourself.
I'll take it myself. Galileo.
Galileo. Galileo, Galilei. A key reason for industry, particularly power plants, not to use Appalachian coal in recent years. Wendover, Don.
Because it makes too much pollution because of the high sulfur content in it.
He would accept that. He was looking for sulfur. But it does contain sulfur, or he would accept a sulfur oxide, right. The radioactive form of carbon indicates by the extent of its decay in materials, Jane F. Steve?
Carbon 14.
The age of archaeological finds or geological formations in which organic matter occurs. And what is the name of this form? And it is indeed carbon 14. What single word may we use to express these different uses of it? A math man gymnast, kitchen drinking glass, or inside, Jane F. Gordon?
Tumbler.
Tumbler, or the inside mechanism of a lock was the other one. A tumbler. In what time zone is the Associated Commonwealth of Puerto Rico? Jane F. Gordon.
Eastern.
Nope, not Eastern, Gordon. What time zone, Wendover? Anybody want to give it a try? We have Don and Mark, Captain.
Mark.
Atlantic time zone?
Atlantic time zone. It's in the Atlantic time zone. Associations often stimulate recollections, which in turn lead us to reminisce. Spell reminisce. Jane F. Denise.
R-E-M-I-N-I-S-E-E.
Right. R-E-M-I-N-I-S-E-E. Reminisce. Do you remember the rest? The OK Club, a democratic organization, was formed in 1840 by the supporters of Martin Van Buren, so called in allusion to Van Buren's birthplace, Kinderhook, New York. Jane F. Kim?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? No, not Oklahoma, Kim. We'll go through to Wendover. What does OK stand for? Mark, Frank, and yourself, please.
I'll take it. Old Tinderhook.
Old Tinderhook is how they got about saying, okay, well. Gillette Burgess, author, humorist, and illustrator, gained more fame from this nonsense quatrain than his subsequent work. Can you finish it? I never saw a purple cow. Jane F. Kim.
I never hope to see one, but I can say that I would rather see than be one.
We want that last word, I'd rather see than be one, and that's what we were looking for. Wouldn't we all rather see than be one? Right. That is what we wanted. Now, this is a math question. In the algebraic expression, 4a plus 5b minus c equals 16, if a equals 2, b equals 3, c equals 7, what is the algebraic expression? Jane F. Gordon.
An equation.
An equation. It's equal on both sides. 16 equals 16. What kind of a lion is the animal mascot of the Penn State Lions? Wendover, John.
Nittany Lion.
No, I'm sorry, John. We want to know what kind of a lion, not the name of the mascot. Bruce and Kim, Captain.
Bruce.
Mountain Lion?
Mountain Lion, right. I thought of Nittany too, but it's, he wants a type of lion. What is the noun from which comes the adjective nuclear? Jane F. Gordon.
Nucleus.
Nucleus is the noun. Nucleus. The longest run of any musical on Broadway, 3,242 performances, Jane F. Kim.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Right. It depicted life in a Russian village. A magnificent musical. Henry David Thoreau lived by himself on the shore of a New England pond. Wendover K.
Walden.
Walden is the name of the book where he was writing about living with nature. Hoover Dam, completed in 1936, backs up the water of the Colorado River at the western end of the Grand Canyon. It forms the largest artificial lake by volume in the United States and one of the largest in the world. The resulting lake, Wendover, Frank.
Lake Mead?
Right, I was telling you all about the lake, and I wanted to know what its name was, and it is indeed Lake Mead. President Lincoln started serving his second term when he was inaugurated on March 4th, 1865. How long did he serve? Jane F. Booth.
10 days?
No, it wasn't 10 days. Wendover, Mark?
1 month, 10 days.
No, until April 15th. And he would have accepted until April 15th, or he would have accepted like about 6 weeks. But neither one of those were really close enough for him. He wanted April 15th or 6 weeks. Usually the brightest and most prominent points of light in our night sky are obvious objects of much of our celestial study. Jane F.
First magnitude?
No, see, that's not what we're looking for. Wendover, the question is, what four planets hold this distinction? What four planets? Don and yourself, Tim.
Don.
Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus?
You did it, Mark. Those are the four. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus. And that ends today's game. We'll be back with our winner right after this word from Pittsburgh National Bank.
The Pittsburgh National People's Choice account helps Ed Weil.
This is the one thing about Pittsburgh National Bank's People's Choice that I like. It tells me completely about the full services of the bank. It lets me take advantage of them. They get to know me. They find out who I am and how they can help me. A lot of banks advertise full service. But we know what Pittsburgh National Bank is now.
The People's Choice account. Our customers like the way it works.
That score reads Wendover 285, JNF 405. JNF, you win the 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. And our thanks to that great team from Wendover. My first visit there, and I do hope it won't be my last. What a tremendous school. By the way, the carnations that they're wearing are courtesy of Frank Marchione's aunt. And they did look lovely with their flowers up there. I want to take a quick chance to express my thanks to all of the parents and faculty members that have been
sacrificing their weekend to attend all of our broadcasts. They really have spent a lot of time, along with the faculty, helping the students. So, we hope you will join us for the final game of the season next week. Please be here. You're going to see Lyndon come up against Jay Neff to find the grand champion. We'll see you then. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Junior High Quiz has been brought to you by Pittsburgh National Bank. In the interest of furthering the high educational standards of all Western Pennsylvania schools, there are so many good banks we have to be better.